Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
That's right.
It's the time.
I feel like everyone's been hanging out for this one.
Ready, steady, learn today. We're joined by Olaf Deagle, who's Professor of Additive Manufacturing, aka 3D printing, right?
That's right. It's just a fancy name for 3D printing.
This is amazing. Now, the texters have been very intrigued for this 3D printing chat. How long? Okay. Oh, it's like, where do we even start with this?
Yeah, I've got so many questions. Where do we begin?
Talk to us about how you got into 3D printing, and like, was that when it first started?
Yeah, so I mean, I got into it probably in the early mid-90s. I mean, it's been around for over 35 years, so it's not new anymore.
Okay.
And I was developing products, or designing products, and I needed a way to test the idea to make sure, is it a crazy idea or not?
Mm-hmm,
and 3D printing was just a good way to very quickly test your idea to make sure it's, you know, not an insane idea.
Oh, totally, like a prototype kind of situation.
Yeah, the early days it was all prototyping. That's all it was used for. But about 10, 15 years ago, the technology's got good enough where you can make the real product to sell to the customer.
Mm.
And that's become a bit of a game changer.
Yeah, I bet. Like in terms of speed and efficiency and accuracy?
Speed, accuracy, the material. So you can print in metal, you can print in plastics, you can print in wood, or pretty much any material you can imagine you can print in now.
Amazing, because I for some reason just thought that 3D printing was pretty much only in plastic, but then you're showing us these photos of these incredible guitars that you've done, and they're wood.
Yep. Yeah, so we print in wood. So you use sawdust as the base material and then print bioepoxy. So it's all made from waste material. So it's material that otherwise goes to landfill or gets incinerated, and you're turning it into a high-value product that you can sell for a lot of money.
Wow, this is a crazy sort of recycling, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's good recycling because you're actually making people happy with it.
But does it use a lot of energy in terms of the eco-friendly?
It depends which technology you're using. There's lots of different technologies.
Right.
But as it happens, the wood printing one is very low energy because it's the same as your inkjet printer. It's the same amount of energy as printing a page on your printer at home. Some of the other technology, yeah, they do use a bit more energy, but they're still very efficient if you use them the right way.
So you think this is like the future of manufacturing products?
Oh, absolutely. So, well, don't get me wrong. This will not replace conventional manufacturing.
Right,
so you use 3D printing if it adds value to what you're doing. So you can make things that are 90% lighter. So if you imagine it's a car part or an airplane part, you make it 90% lighter, that's fuel you save, or you got to ship it around the world and it's 90% lighter, suddenly you put money in your pocket.
Oh, I never even thought of that aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, my rule of thumb is if you can make it the traditional way, make it the traditional way.
Yeah.
Other than prototypes, of course, but for production parts, only make it. You'll see all the 3D printed parts you see around are geometrically complex. So my guitars are not simple guitars. If I was going to make a regular Fender Telecaster, there'd be better ways to make it. So all of mine are incredibly complex geometries that you couldn't make any other way.
They are very beautiful, everyone. We've seen some photos. Olaf showed us photos. You made a guitar for Coldplay.
Yep.
When they came to New Zealand.
That's right. So the university's got a relationship with Eden Park, and they gifted Coldplay, in fact, two guitars that I made for them. So,
oh my
gosh.
That's incredible.
Lucky Coldplay.
And themed after their album cover. So it's the Planet of the Spheres album cover. So it was themed after that to match.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
would
incredible.
You say guitars are your favorite thing that you've made with 3D printers? Or?
From a creativity point of view, I really enjoy it because I enjoy designing them and coming up with the ideas. And I've done probably about 30 different designs so far. So I've probably made about 116 of them over the last sort of dozen or so years. And I just enjoy it because I used to play a lot of music as well. So it keeps me connected to what I used to do.
Yeah. And then outside of this creative aspect and just sort of manufacturing products, I guess there's a lot of possibilities for how 3D printing will help in other sectors such as health as well.
Absolutely. I mean, 90% of the work we do is with companies helping them improve their process or health, printing prosthetics, printing casts, printing pretty much anything that custom fits your body benefits from 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of that sort of work.
If someone wants to get into 3D printing, what would they study at university?
So in terms of studying, pretty much all the disciplines now are starting to use it. Of course, engineering and design, but also art. Artists are going crazy of it. Even the lawyers are getting in on this because there's a lot of intellectual property questions, liability questions. And if you print something, you sell it and somebody hurts himself, who's responsible? So, everybody is getting in. The medical, of course, scientists. So it almost doesn't matter what you study, you will be exposed to 3D. If you've got an idea and you need to make it, you will use 3D printing, pretty much guaranteed.
This is fascinating. Really, isn't it great when you just get to learn about the different niches that people get into? And I had no idea that 3D printing was this expansive and could do so much. I think we should talk a little bit about Raising the Bar, which is put on by Waipapa Taumātoro, the University of Auckland. It's on the 26th of August and it's across 10 different bars. There's 20 different talks from academics, right? And you're speaking at one of them?
Absolutely. I'll be talking at the Birdcage next to Victoria Park Market.
Oh, nice.
And look, I mean, can you think of a better place to learn about cool stuff going on in science and technology than at a bar? I mean, the ultimate experience, really, to learn fantastic new stuff.
Have a beer?
Really groovy. Olaf, what do you think of the, at-home 3D printer? Someone who wants to kind of just play around.
Oh, they're amazing. To me, any geek or nerd should have one of these. If you're interested in design, I mean, for $300, you can now buy a fairly decent 3D printer that'll do a pretty amazing job at home, and they're easy to use. So to me, it's a no-brainer. In the next few years, I'm guaranteed, once they hit the $100 mark, it'll be the favorite Christmas present where everybody will get them for their kids for Christmas, because it's just a useful tool to have, whether you're into gaming and figurines.
Yeah. I find it such a beautiful marriage of kind of creativity, but also design and, engineering and even, it's a really good marriage of all of those things. You can do anything with it.
Yep, anything you can imagine, you can pretty much do in print.
Mm. I feel like especially because nowadays a lot of the discourse around things like AI and, technology is the worry that people are going to lose their imagination. But this is something that uses that technology but also still requires quite a lot of human input and thinking and hard work, right?
Absolutely. And that's what I love about it. It gets people making again.
Mm.
So when I went to high school, you had shop class and you learned how to fix a car and that.
Totally.
These days, that seems to have disappeared. I mean, you probably couldn't fix a modern car because it's so electronically based.
Yeah.
But 3D printers get kids making stuff again and using their imagination, turning into reality, and that's a lot of fun to see.
Oh, how cool. All right, everyone, if you want to learn more about 3D printing and have a chat with Olaf, your talk is at 6 p.m. at the Birdcage Tavern, which is in Freemans Bay, on the 26th of August as part of Raising the Bar. Everyone can get free tickets, it's completely free, from rtbevent.com/Auckland. Thank you so much, Olaf, for coming in for a corridor. It's been so fascinating to learn more about 3D printing.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure being here.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to Waipapa Taumātoro, the University of Auckland. You're on 95 BFM Breakfast.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.